It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
Yo, Alice, my man. What's up, man? Just been with Sony Face. He told me it was a sunny day, so you know it's gonna be okay.
Hey, Alex, my man. It's a sunny. So that's what we're working. That he's that she's just the man. So it's like big. It's like Big Buzz and the Man.
That sounds like a detective show.
Sounds like a 70s sitcom.
It does. No, it's a 70s detective show, like Wheels and the Leg Man.
Can we ride around on motorcycles?
Yes,
you can. Yes,
with the side buggy, yeah, or whatever.
Oh, that would be even better.
I'll have long sideburns.
You know what? Actually, here's what's going to be. I'm the chief, and then you guys both get side buggies. That's my job. Is like I'm the chauffeur, driving like side buggies on either side.
You're the chauffeur from Heart to Heart, only instead of in a car, it's a motorcycle with side buggies.
Yep.
There you go. I like it.
Our Segway would be even better. Just a Segway with two sidecars?
Segway with sidecars. I've never seen a Segway with sidecars.
It would be ridiculous. Yes, especially with you two folks inside.
Right.
Big Buzz and the Man.
We would burn out its engine.
Big Buzz, man!
Hey, it's not tipping
over. Get out of my office!
That's true. It would not be tipping over.
We might be going straight a lot.
Yeah. There was a time, I remember one day, I guess it's a day for stories, we were at KY.
Mr. Friday!
And I was producing a guy named Jay Marvin.
Yeah, I remember.
Jay Marvin made me look small.
Yep. Jay Marvin was a large man.
Large man. And then there was a technical guy. He got a girl's name.
Shannon was his
Shannon.
Name. And there was a boy named Sue.
And at one point, we're all standing in Chris Olinger's office, and Chris kind of looks at him and goes, with all three of you here in my office, the whole building's going to tip over on its side. One of you leave. So Shannon took off. Because we were all three big guys.
Because she probably believed it.
Well, she probably did. And it might have happened. I've never seen a person eat so much Taco Bell than Jay. First day in. First show ever. He wants to hit Taco Bell. Dude spent like $30 at Taco Bell. And ate it all right before he went on the air.
I thought that would be impossible to do.
No. This was still, and they had the dollar menu, mind you. They had like the 59-cent frijoles and it was the e-drop.
I mean, all this is making me feel.
And he ate it all. And then on the stairs, we had to walk up the stairs because the old KHOW building didn't have an elevator.
Yep.
So we're walking up the stairs, which is not making Jay happy at all after he just ate 30.
Why are you going upstairs?
Because that's where the studio was.
It was in the old
KHOW down near Cherry Creek. And Tom Jensen was just getting off the air, and they got in a huge fight in the hallway.
Oh, nice.
First day on the air, and my host is fighting with someone in the hallway.
Oh, nice.
And so Chris
Tom
Olinger,
Jensen's a bit scary to, you know.
Chris Olinger calls me up and says, what's the delay for starting the show? I said, well, our brand new host is fighting someone in the hallway. She goes,
like, and, you know, fighting or like
arguing? No. He physically
punches.
He shoved Tom down the stairs.
Oh, man.
So no punches.
you weren't going to punch Jay. There's so many good stories like that. But that first day on
the air. That's illegal.
Well, you can't do it now.
Probably the statute of limitations.
Well, no, I'm guessing.
But you can't eat Taco
we should build
for
a statue.
Shows?
We'll call it the Statue of Limitations.
He always wanted to eat something before a show because we went on afternoon drive, so we went on at 3. So he'd meet me and say, hey, let's go out to Five Points. I want to try soul food, or let's go get barbecue, or let's go do Taco Bell, or let's hit where's the best burger joint in town. So I took him to Capitol Grill. I mean, so he wanted me to show him where all the really nice restaurants were at. And he always picked up the tab, so I'm like, this is great.
You want some good news or bad news?
Well, let's start with the bad news.
Okay, the bad news is Gray, John Gray, still in a walking boot, so it doesn't look like he'll be back before June now. But the good news?
What's the good news?
It seems like every time they throw out a rookie out there, it seems to be another one wins.
Yeah. We'll see how long that can keep going. I mean,
It's the old guys that are being terrible.
Yeah, Chatwood has not performed super well, although he at least did stem
the
flow.
Here's what he does. He goes 4 1/3, then he goes complete game. Then he goes 4 1/3, 4 1/3, then he goes complete game.
Well, he at least stopped the flow of runs after the second inning because he was terrible in the first two innings.
It reminds me of like when I went outside one time, we didn't have any water pressure, and I looked outside and my house was gushing because someone had stolen the little copper thingamajibbers for it, which I didn't even know was a thing. Like, come on. We're in the suburbs. Crime doesn't happen in the suburbs, for God's sakes.
Are you talking about a sprinkler system?
No. Well, no. It was like a copper thing that goes to the outside main, and they were taking them off all the houses because copper apparently is more worthy than gold.
Copper is worth a lot of money. People will steal copper from all sorts. They'll break into old abandoned buildings and pull it out of the walls.
And you know what else they'll do?
What?
They'll take it off people's houses, and then all of a sudden you got water spraying out everywhere.
I would think the city would have to come fix
that. That's kind of how it felt watching Tyler Chatwin the second. No, I mean, you have to go to your house. I mean, it's attached to your house. I just had to turn it off.
Oh. But who replaces the copper thing?
Me.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that is a bummer.
I screwed it back on.
Okay.
Hey, listen, man, I've become very handy ever since. See, this is the thing. When you move out, it's basically moving to the country. You have to fend for yourself.
The suburbs are like moving to the country.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Kind of.
Okay.
I mean, listen, there's wolves running in our street, like coyotes. I watched a pack of coyotes run across my block. Like
a pack of coyotes.
Pack of coyotes.
Huh.
That's what I said. I was like, glad my kid's not out there.
Well, yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, you don't want your kids to be running around.
I mean, for God's sakes, there's so many bald eagles above our subdivision that's just, I mean, I'm starting to wonder when we can start eating those things again.
Never. You're never going to be able to eat a bald eagle. I know that my mom's house has a lot of hawks, and they will periodically put, like, signs up on the houses, like on the doors, say, if you have small dogs or cats, be aware that hawks will take your dogs or cats.
And children.
Like, they will swoop down and take the cat.
Well, you know, coyotes do that too, apparently, because some woman lost her two dogs. They were not on a leash.
Well.
All of a sudden, one went gone, and the other went to see what happened.
Yeah.
Like, and then I had no dogs.
It was like a canine horror story.
Oh, my God.
Instead of in a creepy old house, it's in a field. Yes. It's like, hey, Bob, where'd you go? Bob, where are you? Woof, woof. Woof, 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 woof. Woof.
There you are.
Yeah. Don't go in without the lights.
Yes.
Horror movies.
Maybe we should go hide under all those rusty knives.
That was a good commercial. I enjoyed that. Let's hide next to the rusty knives.
I feel like the Rockies have kind of righted the ship here. I'm not saying they're going to win, but the Dodgers were really looking today. The Dodgers were not happy with that 10-0 thing, and they thought they should have won that game last night. So they were really coming out fired up. When they put five up in the second today, you could feel like they were telling themselves, come on, let's put one on the Rockies. And then the Rockies sort of stopped it, and now they've added two. So I think this is sort of the Rockies have taken a big punch from the Dodgers. Let's see if the Rockies, and it's hard to say this talking about baseball, but I feel like the Rockies just took a punch, and now they are trying to respond, and they've responded a little bit. They've stopped the Dodgers right now from hitting. Scoring, I guess, is probably the better word.
Well, yeah, because they're still hitting. It's like this team reminds me of when the Nationals were here. It seems that every hit they do get, they hit it so hard. It's like a double or a triple. I mean, there are very few just like ground out infield base hits with this team. They are hitting the ball. But the issue with the Dodgers right now is you just have to wait until Kershaw gets off the mound. And if he keeps pitching like this, there's no reason why he doesn't go to the eighth inning, and then they've got a pretty solid closer of their own.
They do got a solid closer. Kershaw, even though he does have a winning record at Coors Field, he has a winning record every year, he is 1-1 this year, which is amazing that you think about that. The Rockies have already faced Kershaw three times.
Well.
By the way, Jeff Hoffman, 8 innings, great, sent down.
I'm a little surprised they sent him down.
Well, they knew that. This was just a spot start.
Well, but who's going to take a spot? Because you're still not going to get Gray for a while.
No, but what you're trying to do is you're trying to move. What you're doing is you're working the off days and those side of things so you can get enough rest for the four guys you have out there. You'll go with Tyler Anderson tomorrow.
Chatwood, Anderson.
Sensatella.
Sensatella, Freeland, and Marquez.
Yep, there's five.
All right. Okay. I mean, that's what we have. That's what we have to deal with.
You know what? Also,
what?
I've always told you more Venezuelans is better on a baseball team.
Okay.
Only Latinos on the Rockies. They're all Venezuelans. People are listening to me, I tell you.
Hey, Puerto Ricans are pretty good at baseball, too.
They're just not Venezuelans, baby. Venezuelans, baby.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. Weeknights, 8 to 10. If you want a live show, then.